I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
two science teachers in the Canyons District will be flying high with NASA during the coming year. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Second, Governor Spencer Cox says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will arrive in Utah by Wednesday. The FDA still has to give its final stamp of approval. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A crash has closed Highway 6 in both directions, a couple of miles west of Sheep Creek. So if you are in Utah County, you've got to delay your travel time or use an alternate route and avoid this stretch of Highway 6. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow develops tonight and continues through Saturday. I'm Kevin Eubank.
43 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The U.S. is one step away from getting a third coronavirus vaccine. An independent FDA advisory panel in the past hour has okayed Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine for emergency use. The full FDA must vote next, and that could come this weekend as early as tonight. Another vaccine comes not a moment too soon, with more COVID variants popping up and one stat in California that remains deadly, says ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
Even though California's positivity rate has dropped dramatically to under 3% and hospitalizations are at lows not seen in months, still deaths remain high in this state. In the past 24 hours, 391 more people in California have been reported dead from COVID-19. 51,382 people have died from COVID in California, but in the past day, only 5,000 new cases have been reported in the state.
The House is expected to vote tonight on the nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Utah First Lady Abby Cox is opening up about her experience with postpartum depression. She's advocating for better maternal mental health. On the KSL Mom Show, Cox says she was blindsided by the new experience of having her third baby.
And had my third baby boy and got home from the hospital. And I remember it was a Saturday. And I remember the next day my husband took the two little boys and went to church. And I just remember sobbing for the whole entire 3 hours that he was gone. And I didn't know why or what. It was a new experience for me, and I didn't know what it was. And I had, the best way I can describe it is just really kind of this heaviness in my chest that I couldn't shake or that I didn't really understand. And a lot of these emotions going through me, and just it came out in just absolute tears and uncontrollable tears.
Brooke Dorf is with the Utah Department of Health's Maternal Mental Health Group. She says this affects more moms than you might think.
We looked at moms between 2017 and 2019, and during that time period, it showed that almost 43%, 42.8% of Utah residents with a recent live birth were affected by depression or anxiety. And that includes before the 3 months before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and postpartum. So this is a huge range, but that's almost half of, you know, recent birthers that we're talking about. And it has a lot of implications. You know, we know a lot more as the years go on about maternal mental health and how it affects entire family systems and children growing up and just everything. So this is a huge problem, and I'm so glad that we're bringing awareness to it.
And Abby Cox says she misunderstood what postpartum depression was really about.
I guess for me, I had heard about things. I had heard that, you know, postpartum was like you had these feelings that you could hurt your child. And so I guess where the disconnect for me was that I didn't have that particular type of feeling. So I couldn't recognize it as postpartum anxiety or whatever it was. I couldn't recognize it as that because I'd had it described in other ways.
Catch the full interview with Utah's First Lady Abby Cox on the KSL Mom Show. You'll hear it this Sunday morning at 10 here on KSL News Radio. It's 4:49. We have to bring you up to speed on the trip. Here's the Triple Team traffic. and Ricky Meese.
Well, we are seeing better speeds on southbound I-15, but we still have lingering heavy and slow traffic stretching from 2100 down to 90th South. So if you're still considering taking an alternate route, not a bad idea, but we do not have those earlier stop-and-go traffic at a crawl kind of speeds that we saw about 15 to 20 minutes ago. We also have heavy and slow traffic. This is going to be eastbound I-215 South Belt from Redwood Road over to about 7th West. Michelle?
Well, we still have this closure up Spanish Fork Canyon. This is US 6. It's affecting traffic, as I said, both directions. 2 miles west of Sheep Creek, you're going to need to use an alternate route or delay your travel. If you're up in Summit County, seeing some slowdowns there as well. Deer Valley Drive, Kearns Boulevard, and Olympic Parkway. Steve?
Good speeds on northbound 15 from downtown Salt Lake City, but busy in Davis County right now between Kaysville and SR-193 700 south by the base. We still have that crash on southbound 15 at about 4400 south in Riverdale. That's still there on the right shoulder. Those backups start at about 31st Street in Ogden. And northbound 89, just a bit thick in Fruit Heights. From the Durden's family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Your 7-day forecast is brought to you by VW Southtown. And here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the cold front will move into Utah tonight, bringing us snowfall in the valleys and the mountains. Now, the valleys look to get 1 to 2 inches through the day on Saturday. The mountains ought to get 8 to 14 inches. The storm will move out by Saturday night. Sunshine returns for Sunday and Monday. Highs go from the 30s on Sunday, 40s on Monday, 50s by Wednesday, and mid-50s by Thursday and Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It'll feel like spring, but first, the snow is 43 degrees. The weekend's just about here.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Only on KSL News Radio.
Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
Schools and jobs are starting to normalize. Vaccines are rolling out. It's going to be spring soon. And the news?
Well, not everything is normal.
The past several days have created what avalanche forecasters call epic slides.
The proposed bill is dangerous to adolescents.
It's costing millions to keep National Guard troops on the Capitol grounds.
The usual.
The unusual.
If it's important, you'll find out about it first. From Utah's All Day Companion, for news,
KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Join RAIN in the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your community. Log on to RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org, to learn how you can be the someone.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hi, Grandma. What's for dinner?
Hey, honey, I'm making stew tonight.
Ooh, can Nina come over?
I'm not sure about our new friend. I wonder if there's been any drinking going on. Alcohol at her age can lead to so many bad things.
I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma?
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol.
If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma. I love you too.
Okay, how about tasting this stew and telling me what you think?
Some children may try alcohol as young as 9 years old. It's not too early to talk about drinking. For tips on how to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
When choosing a home service, don't ask yourself who's the coolest, the biggest, or heaven forbid, we look for the cheapest. We know we get what we pay for. We know the price has to be fair without cutting corners. It must be easy to cut the price by cutting corners. Otherwise, why would so many people do it? If we did, how could we offer you a 10-year parts and labor no quibbles guarantee? One point for us. It's Whipple Service Champions in both attitude and deed. We are Utah's unique, friendly, local family business since 1947. And we won't send out Grumpy Gus because he doesn't even work here. 9 times voted best of state in 9 years says something. Over 4,000 five-star reviews, none of them from my mom. And only 2 say they wish they could have given us 0 stars. Whew. We're trying. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. That's FAST.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Beyond Meat has struck a deal with McDonald's and the parent of KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut. McDonald's says it's interested in plant-based alternatives to chicken, pork, and eggs. KSL Drive's oil prices are up about 69% since President Biden took office. While good for the industry, it means gas prices will go up even more in the near future. The Federal Communications Commission's moving forward with an internet subsidy for low-income families. The new rule would cover $50 of the monthly internet bill for those struggling to pay it. Brutal day on Wall Street. Brutal. The Dow sunk 469 points to 3,923. The S&P lost 18. The NASDAQ gained 72 points. KSL News Time 4:55. Jazz Notes is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz are preparing to open their four-game road trip tonight against the Miami Heat. The Jazz have just four games left before the All-Star break, and last night got a nice surprise from the second-seeded Los Angeles Clippers, who lost to the Memphis Grizzlies, pushing the Jazz four games ahead of LA with just four games left to play in the first half of the regular season. And since the Jazz own the tiebreaker against the Clippers, they're now guaranteed to go into the week-long hiatus with the benefit of the best record in the league already secured. While no championships have been won in February, the Jazz have set themselves up in an enviable position for the final 2 months of the season. According to schedule makers, the Jazz have the easiest remaining schedule in the NBA over the second half of the season. Meanwhile, the Lakers and Clippers, the Jazz's closest Western Conference competitors, have the fourth and sixth toughest schedules. What does it mean? Ultimately, the games aren't won on paper. But if you had to draw up a game plan for the Jazz to finish with the best record in the NBA at season's end, it would look a lot like what they currently have laid out in front of them. For complete coverage of tonight's game, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.